Okay, we're picking up four lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis with the new Mishnah. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishma Shalad Mispas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us, Harini Nazir L'chashieli Ben. If someone says a declaration that he was going to become a Nazir if he has a son. So Ben sometimes also means a child, but usually it means a son. Like Renanzel said, we got it to Le'bincha, where the Pasuk says, we got it to Vincha, we just had it, in Parshas Bo, about coming up in 2 months from now, is going to be Pesach. So the mitzvah deraisa applies just as much to girls also. Bincha is just your children. It's not necessarily your son. It means also your daughter, that you have a mitzvah deraisa to also teach your daughter this story of Yitzias Mitzvah. I'm not sure if the Olam is aware of that. You have the same, chiyuv, but I think, I don't know about the same exact, but definitely mitzvah deraisa, that's our Nemtzel told me once, that you would still have a chiyuv. So, here, Vanilla Bin, so he had a son. Hareza Nazir, that's clearly what his declaration is, because when it comes to Naziris, again, it goes after Lashem Ne'adam, so when he went Nazir Ben, he meant Nazir Lashem Ben, he only meant it if it's going to be a boy. However, Nola Labas, Tumtum Vandrigonos, or Tumtum Vandrigonos are two different type of people who are not exactly sure. Tumtum is someone who's born with a covering over his private, so we don't really know what he is. And Adrigonus has both simanim of a male and a female. What we would call nowadays, I think it's hermaphrodite, is what we call an Adrigonus. So anyway, so Eno, and it comes from the Greek, I think, Adrigon or something, has like a Greek word. Eno Nazir. So Lacha is, he's not a Nazir, because again, he clearly intended to only have if he has a boy. Imam Arkshieli Vlad, however, if he says I have a child, so then his Lashon, Afilulon Alabatz, would indicate even if he has a daughter, then he would be a Nazir. Tumtum Vandrigonos, Harei Nazir, or even a Tumtum Vandrigonos, because we don't know who they are, we don't need to know who they are. As long as he has a child, that would be the halacha here, that he would in fact become a Nazir. So now the Mishnah discusses what happens when he pila ishta, if his wife had a miscarriage. So he says of having a child, and it means that it's going to live, l'chora. Miscarriage is not referred to as a child. So here, the wife either had a child and died right afterwards, or it had other circumstances that it made it die while living for a little bit. So there's a question whether the baby is considered complete and being born or not. How does that work? So then, ain't a Nazir. Then halacha over here, we're assuming it's not clear whether the baby was carried full term or not, and therefore we don't know if that fulfills a condition, and therefore we're going to be makel on him. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, no, Rabbi Shimon says that a person has to be machmer in regards to a suffik nazirus. So again, we pointed out though the main issue with a suffik nazirus is that at the conclusion of your Nazirus, you're going to have to shave your head. That's fine. But you're going to have to bring a korban. Now, if a person brings a korban of chulin, because again, he really wasn't a Nazir and just being machmir, like we point this out all the time already, that when it comes to Nadarim, we'll say something d'oraisa l'chumra. The Ran, like every other page, says whenever the Gemara leaves it as the Tibai, we are machmir because something d'oraisa l'chumra. But when it comes to Nazir, you can't just do that because you have to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash when you're done. So if you're just machmir and you really weren't a Nazir, so the shaving is fine, but bringing the korban, you're going to bring chulul azara, which is an isidur esa. So what can you do? So Rabbi Shimon says, what you can do is the following. You say, if it was a ben kayama, and that is a fulfillment of my neder, then you say, ani nev zechoiva. Then I'm going to be, my previous nazirus is going to be an obligational nazirus, vim lav, and then you make your tanai that if it wasn't a child that was going to be mechoyav based on my condition that I set for the nazirus, then you'll taina hare ani nazir nedava, that I'm just voluntarily accepting this nazirus, and then it's going to be that it's going to be that your nazirus is going to be a nazirus nedava, and then that's not a problem because then you are having nazirus mimanoshach, and it would be fine. So that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So then the Mishnah continues. Chaz Rav Yalda, she gave birth again. She gave birth again to a regular child. Hare is a nazir, then you would be a nazir. So according to the Tana Kama, the dead child would not be a Nazir, even Misafik, because that's not what you intended with your Lashon. So therefore, the original declaration is now in effect, and we go back to the second child. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you'll have to make the Tana again. Yomar, Imar, Rishon, Ben Kayama, if the child really was, in fact, a good child, like meaning a viable child, Harishon, Chayva, Vezun, Adava. So then, the first one is going to be a Chiyuv, and the second one would be voluntarily. However, in Lav, the first child is not viable, Harishon, Adava, Vezu, Chayva, the first in Aziris was voluntary, this one's going to be a Chayav. Since again you're in the Safik Naziris, Rabbi Shimon requires you to do the same Tanai that you make before. So you make your Tanai that if the previous one was really good, then this is a Nadava. And if it wasn't good, then this is going to be my Chiyuv. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon is going to be keeping two sets of Naziris. Says the Gemara, Hi, Maya Mimra. So, what's the Mishnah's first halacha teaching that the son is born to him? The guy's going to be a nazir. The guy says he's having a ben. So, what's his pshita? Like, what did I have thought? So, what is it right? Mishum Sefer, though, because of the latter part of the Mishnah, that it's introducing the case of if it's bas, Timta Vajinas, ain't a nazir, that in those cases you would not be a nazir. So, the Gemara says that's also pshita. When you said ben, in the Lashem Bnei Adam, ben means a son, right? It's going to mean a son. Clearly, it's going to be a son here. So the Gemara says, "Ma'od the same l'chashet banehu dekamar." No, Ben, I would have thought maybe when I built up, meaning that even if I have a daughter, meaning that I'm going to be able to have a progeny, I have children, I'm going to have people be mamshech me. And the lashon of Ben, again, as we pointed out, is just continuing, like we have the pasuk in the Rush quote. So when it comes to Rachel giving, I think it was Bilhah, or Bilhah or Zilpah, I was getting confused with which, but she gave her to Yaakov, and she says, "Ulai baneh mimena." So there is lashon of Ben is ibanet that I'm building up, meaning continuing the legacy through having more children. So that's the chiddush the Gemara says. Kamashman, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching you that the declaration really only means a son. The person clearly only wanted a son. It's like the Israeli joke. I don't care if it's a boy or girl, as long as there's a bris. So again, this guy also clearly only wanted a son. V'im amar k'shehayeli vlad. If he says, I'll be a nazir when I have a child, k'shehayeli rather, not haya, k'shehayeli vlad, when I have a child in the future, then even if he has a daughter, it's going to be kosher. It's going to be part, meaning it's going to be a fulfillment of his nether, which he would have to take his nazirus. So the Gemara says, pshita, then this is obvious. Obviously, k'shehayeli vlad means any child. So the Gemara says, ma'ad the same of vlad demichasher b'nei ha-shabin, and maybe I would have said, not just a vlad, but it has to be a chashev of vlad. That if it's a regular, if it's a person who's a tumta ventriganus, maybe a daughter, fine. That's a side. The Rush says, no, a daughter is not appreciated as much as a son. So it means someone who's chosha, meaning only a Vlad who's going to be really continuing. Kamash Milan. Therefore, Forbes says that any child is continuing. Like by the Pasuk by Chana, it says, I forgot, it says it's going to be like Vlad bin Anashim or something. He has a similar Rush on there. And there we say that the Chazal tell us that it means that he wants it to be chosha. Like I'm asking for, I want it to be a big tzaddik or be a big tzaddik. There. Fine. So if he lost Isha in a nazir, if a person lost the baby, then he would not be a nazir. This is a case where the baby did not survive, and it was unclear if it was a viable baby or not a viable baby. So when is considered a not a viable baby? That's what we assume under 30 days. Or if there's like a crib death within the first 30 days, the parents don't sit shiva, because we don't assume that the person lived that long. It's also why we do the Pinot Abain after 30 days, because that's when the child is viable. So anyway, so you're also, you have to live for 30 days. So man katanila. So which shita is this? That must be Rabbi Yehuda dichkrihu, rather. The Rabbi Yehuda literally of the pile. The Gemara and Daf Ches we had earlier quoted a brisa that had a person has the kri, the pile of produce, and someone says that he's going to be a nazir if there was 100 cores in the pile, and he went and the pile was stolen. So then Rabbi Shimon said, you have to be machmir, suffik naziris l'chumra. Rabbi Yehuda says, you do not have to be machmir. So since Rabbi Yehuda understanding that a suffik naziris is going to be, what does it mean not be machmir? Rather, he says that Rabbi Yehuda's view is that a questionable naziris is going to be more machmir because we assume that maybe you were a naziris the whole time. And therefore, you can't bring the korbanos, but you also cannot, you're also not able to become metam lamesim. So he is actually machmir on both ends. Not like suffik naziris l'kula, but rather, you have to be machmir on both ends. So now, Rabbi Shimon is going to not be as machmer as that. So the Gemara says, so this is Rabbi Yehuda, it must be in a case of Safek Nazirus, then you have to be machmer, and even though you do not intend to become a Nazir. Since in our case, our Mishnah is uncertain whether the dead child was full term, and therefore it's uncertain whether the Nazirus took effect, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the person is not a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, so then we see Rabbi Shimon says, Yomer, you make this tonight. Im haya ben kayama, if it was a good, a viable child, or any nazir chova, if im lava, or any nadava, you're able to make this tonight. So the Gemara says, Boy mine Rabbi Abba mirav huna, harini nazir l'chsheli ben. If someone says it tonight, I'm a nazir, when I have a son, v'pilaso ishtin, his wife lost the child, v'efrish korban, he set aside already a korban for naziris. He considered, he already made them kaddush, so you only would make them kaddush in a case where the person was in fact a nazir. The chazra v'yalda, so she gave birth again the same day. The woman was carrying twins, and after giving birth of one child that did not survive, she gave birth to a healthy baby. That's how Rishonim explain it. The person had already been makdish the korbanos for the birth of the healthy baby, so the status of the animals will depend on l'chor of the first birth. So if it was good, then it wasn't good. If it was good, then it was that it would be on those animals. If not, then it would be on this one. So the Gemara asks, what would be the halacha over here? Ma, what's the halacha? So says the Gemara, Aliba Demam. So, well, who are we asking this question though? Aliba Derib Shimon. If you're asking Aliba Derib Shimon, what's the question? Just make the time. Ma'ite Baila. Amar Reb Shimon Savin Yizeras Tachmir. Reb Shimon in the Cree case. Reb Shimon says that there's uncertainty. The conditions of Yizeras have been satisfied. The person must observe Yizeras out of Suffolk. So Reb Shimon also over here, he'd be assuming that you would be able to keep the Yizeras from Suffolk and bring the korban. There's no problem. There's nothing that Reb Abba should even ask. So they would be allowed to be brought. Some explain, that's actually a shiloh. Maybe you have to make a po to them and bring them to the other korban, but you definitely can become a nazir here. Ve'el aliba de Rabbi Huda, demar sefek nizir ha'kel. Rabbi Huda is assuming you're not allowed to bring the korbanos, but you have to machu for the other cases, right? My, what's the case? Kadosh alo kadosh. In this case, the birth of the first child, that's a safek case. So then when you have the second one, are we assuming you're going to be a nazir or not in terms of bringing the korbanos? So the assumption is that twins maybe are going to be, the Rush points out, maybe it's like you have the Bevas Achas with one conception, right? Which they split during having relations. So then, the one Zera splits into two. So therefore, do we assume that the two embryos develop at the same rate? Or it's possible that one developed faster than the other and the other one was considered premature. It wasn't exactly the same thing. So that's Gemara. My Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina? Like, he's also allowed by regards to shearing it and working it. Meaning, it's forbidden to shear or work and animals that were originally Kaddish and no longer. So even when you're poed to them. So that would be the Nafkamina according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara leaves that question as an open-ended question. And the Gemara says, Teku. Fine, another question. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son. So then, a person heard this and he said, also for me. The obligation Ruvi took upon himself for Shimon as well. Mao. So what's the halacha over here? A dibure mashma? Does it mean that it's referring to his words in which the first, meaning the person saying that he's going to be a Nazir when the first person has a son? Oh, a gufi mashma, or that he's just going to become a Nazir. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, Imkin to Nomar, a gufi mashma refers to the own person itself. The person become a Nazir when himself has a son, then someone else. So then, Amar Hareni Nazir lechashiyeli ben. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I'll have a son, Vishama Chavir Maravani, his friend said, also me. So then what's the halacha over there? So that is, instead of saying va'alai, he says lashon of vani. And that phrase vani is actually maybe himself, and therefore maybe that that's a shaila over here. You're going to be a nazir when this guy has a son or when you have a son. A nashe kamar, is it what yourself that when you have a son? Or maybe you're going on the other guy, Odilma, that maybe kamar, rechmina lachavasech. I love you yourself, and so too I'll be nazir when you have a son. Meaning I'm so excited for you. I'm also showing how much I care about it, like you take it upon yourself, different people taking on different things, for a person to have a zchus, whatever it is, for parnas or zivug, whatever like that. People who are friends with the person will take on things for themselves to be able to So here also the guy saying, I'm going to become a nazir when you have a son, because I so desperately want you to become to have a son as well. So there's more entered to lamara kol ba'anpe. If you say that as long as it's the first person's presence, so then kisipa lemilsa. Maybe you could argue that it's turning on to the next time, now you'll base that if it's embarrassing for him to use this to express his desire to have his own son, because again, Reuven is taking this neder of becoming an azir lachora because he's in pain; he doesn't have a son yet. So it'd be awkward if he found out that Shimon was doing this for him. So people don't like that a lot of times. You know, they usually do it secretly. Like, you don't tell the person you're doing. Sometimes it gives him chizik. It depends on the person. So maybe we could assume over here that when Reuven's presence is showing that he wants to be with Shimon. So then, she wants to show he's emphasizing with Reuven. So in this case, he too will come a Nazir when Reuven has a boy. So that's the Shaila. Or is it because he's embarrassed? He thinks he'll be embarrassed. Reuven will be embarrassed about it. He doesn't want to do it. So it says, so what if the person, I'm a Nazir when another guy, Yisachar, has a ben? Also, here the guy's not there. So then, Pasha, even according to the second side, you should become a Nazir. And now she come right. Or maybe he's talking about himself. I love this Yisachar as much as you do. I also want to have a child. I'm going to become Tibai. All these questions are going to be left as a take. We're not sure what the answer is for these questions. Fine. Now the Mishnah continues. Harini Nazir. Someone says, I'm a Nazir. The Nazir lechashieli ben. I'll become a Nazir again when I have a son. So you say a standard set of Nazirs is 30 days, plus an action of Nazirs conditional upon having a son. So, he didn't think that son was going to happen right away. So, let's say you count that you're 15 days in. And then what happens is, and he has a son in the middle of his first term in his years. So what do? You complete your first term. Then you have to count, you complete it by bringing the karbanos and shaving your head. It then begins the second term upon that conclusion, after the shaving your head. I'm a nazir when I'll have a son, and I'm also a nazir right now. So here, he made it conditional on the birth of the on the birth of a son. The other one, unconditional, based on just being a Nazir. He also began counting your own. So here, he thought he would be able, again, to have a chance also to finish before it happens. And then, and a son was born to him before he finished his own term. So the is, he sets his own term aside. You count your son's term. So this case is different. Then he completes his own term. So, meaning the son was born, let's say, 15 days into your own term. So the end, what you do is, you have 15 more days to complete your own Naziros. After completing those 15 days, so 30 more days, so then you go back to the remaining 15 days that you have. So you do 15, 30 for the son, then Nacha 15. That's what you do. So that's the Shaila. At the end of that time, so you have 60 days, you would be shaving your head and bringing two sets of Karbanos, one for his term and one for that of his son. However, he does not shave his head at the conclusion of his son's Naziros on day, in our example, day 45. Rather, you wait below. So that's a nafkamina between the two Naziros being consecutive or a break, you shaving your head, doing the Karbanos, then recounting in the first case that we have. So that's actually what I mentioned as a Dabar Pashto, it's not so clear, that whether or not the Nazir should shave his head at the conclusion of his son's Naziros. So, meaning the most Rishonim understand like that, that would be, you don't bring it. However, the Rush, he actually quotes another Shita, that maybe that on day 45, you would be allowed to shave your head on behalf of your son's Naziros. And that, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Moneh Shalom What does it mean, Moneh? So it sounds like maybe, it means that you're actually concluding something when those 40, there's an Afkamina when day 45 hits. So Lachor, the Rush is saying that day 45, you would be able to be, and then count another 15. But that's a big shaila. So we would be able to suspend it and then continue it. That's the Lachor, the Mishnah wouldn't require to shave your head, but maybe you'd be allowed to. That's a shaila in the Rishonim. That's a Me'achal Mishnah Shalom. Okay, we have a very short daf tomorrow, so it's also a complicated part when it comes to Ba'i Rava. So Be'er Shem, we'll pick up with Ba'i Rava, the Mirza Shem, on tomorrow's daf.